Shalom, Boker Tov. We are on 24th of Omer. That's 3 weeks and 4 days. 3 days. That's Tiferet Shebenetzach. Now, last time we started to understand that how really a kli becomes complete. It's understanding of how a vessel becomes complete. If you remember, when we said the kav comes into the halal, the kav comes b'tzura shel Adam. What is the concept of Adam? Is an entity that has eser sefirot shel rosh, eser sefirot shel guf, eser sefirot shel sof. We already discussed that there is a masach, the difference between igul and kav is that in kav there is masach. Now, since the light comes in the image of Adam, the first part that the kav comes into is the rosh. And the Rosh is consist of Chokhmah, Bina, Keter, Chokhmah, Bina. That's Rosh. However, this Rosh has a Malchut. We said the Malchut of Rosh is Peh. Since we said the Igul receives Derech Kav, that means the Kav comes to the Rosh first, it goes all the way, and since we said Kav has a Masach, when it goes to the Malchut of Rosh, which is the Peh, there is a Masach. Makes Or Chozer in the Rosh. That means Malchut of Peh, which there is a Masach on it, as soon as the light comes in, and since Malchut is Bichina Dalet, and since on Bichina Dalet there is a Masach, as soon as it comes, it creates, the koach of a Masach creates a Or Chozer that captures the 9 lights that's above it. Okay? Again, understand that the Rosh is consist of Keter Chochma Bina. We said the tefisa, what we catch in our head, is only shorashei keilim, not kli gamur, it's not complete, it's only shoresh lekeilim. And the phase that this completes, eser sefirot shel rosh completes, is one Hovaya, that means Yud K Vav K, 4 phases. After that, since there is a Masach in the Peh, there is a light that goes to the Guf from the mouth, which is the Malchut of Rosh. You put something in it that goes down, or you bring something out of it. Now, the light that goes from the Rosh to the Guf, Eser Sefirot Shel Guf, is a light that goes through the Masach, which is in the Peh. Now, what we want to understand, that how this light that was captured by Or Chozer in the head, how it goes to the Guf, in order to become Kli Shalem. Kli Gamur, because the Kli doesn't complete in the head. The Kli completes in the Guf. Same analogy that we said the Or Chozer that comes from the Son is the accomplishment of the Father. Just remember this. The Or Chozer that rises from the sun causes his dachechut for the father. That's why we said when Abraham went into Or Kashadim, Hashem said, under what zechut to save him? He said, zechut of banim. That means banim cause the revelation, the zechut, the zachness of the father. Same way, the kli doesn't complete in the head. The head has to, as a father, to create another embodiment called goof in order to complete what it is in the head. Yes.
Can we the same way say that when the calf comes to Keter, Keter also, because it has a malchut within it, when it gets to that point, the sefirah of Keter gets revealed, not the Rosh, but just that sefirah.
Now, sefirah Keter, Chochmah, Bina, they are all igul. That is true, that there is the light from Keter to Chochmah goes Derech Kav. So does the light going through Keter is Derech Kav. Everything is Derech Kav. So what we are, the Rav is trying to teach us, is to look at one Yud Kei Vav Kei. That means one four phase. This four phase happens everywhere. It happens to the Rosh, it happens into the Guf, and it happens to the Sof. Four phase. It has to be four phase till a Hovaya completes. Hovaya is everything. Nothing in the world happens if it doesn't go through four phase. Even the Shorashei Ke'ilim have to go through four phases to become Shorashei Ke'ilim. You don't catch suddenly an idea. An idea comes at first, is not really that much of a rush into it. Then you say, ah, I got it. And then you think more and more and more. By thinking more and more, what do you increase? Avyut, 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 till it becomes avyut of Bichinat Dalet Shel Rosh. But the Bichinat Dalet Shel Rosh, which is Peh, is that called Shoresh, Shoreshei Keilim. It's a Shoresh Keilim. We will understand. There will be a olam, he calls from here, the peh, till nekudah hazeh, olam akudim. Do you remember in the Torah it says, akudim, nekudim, verudim? That's where this light travels through three level of worlds in order to become kli shalem. We will learn. But at first, the most important is to understand these four phases. This Hovaya, how Chochmah goes to Bina, and what revelation happens in Bina, and from Bina to Zerampin, what revelation? From Zerampin to Malchut, what revelation? And everything connects to each other, Derech Kav.
You said three, that the head has 10 sefirot, the body 10 sefirot, the soul. And then you talked, I just want to make sure I'm understanding. And then you said the head has Keter, Chochmah, Bina.
They are Gimel Rishonim.
Yes.
And the goof.
No, but now Gimel Rishonim. But earlier you said that we have 10 sefirot in the head, 10 sefirot in the body, 10 sefirot.
Absolute correct. This Keter, which is we call the Rosh Keter, is consists of Chochmah, Bina. They are all one. They're all one. But, however, what we are studying is right now Keter. What we are studying is Keter. But in Keter has Eser Sefirot. In Keter has Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon is Keter. Still Eser Sefirot complete is 10. But in this Eser Sefirot there is a Partsuf. Comes out of this Eser Sefirot a Partsuf. Has a head. Guf, Vesov, Rosh, Toch, Sof. And each one of them, each Rosh, Toch, Sof, has his own Eser Sefirot. Sefirah has its own Eser Sefirot Pratiot of itself. So right now, if you want to see the whole picture, it's practically impossible to put it together. How many things you have in your body, both from above to below, from right to left? There are a lot of things happening. Now, what we want to hear to understand more than anything, how light travels from Keter to Chokhmah, from Chokhmah to Bina, from Bina to Zerampin, Zerampin to Malchut. I want to learn this. Anywhere I am, any concept I look, that's the Bordeaux. This is the pattern. This is the DNA level. Anywhere, it is four phases. I want to look at the year, four phases. I want to look at a whole 24 hours, it's four phases. I want to look at 1 minute, it's four phases. I want to look at 1 second, it's four phases. Everything is consist of this name called Yud Ke Vav Ke. And everything has a process because it's a Derech Kav. Everything, for it to be complete, must have Eser Sefirot Shel Rosh, Eser Sefirot Shel Toch, Eser Sefirot Shel Sof. Otherwise, there is a Mum. There is not complete. Why do we say? You see, the whole thing is really corrected. The only thing that is left is the last Sefirot called Netzach Hod Yesod, is the Malchut. As soon as the Netzach Hod Yesod, and who are Netzach Hod Yesod? Are Banim. As soon as Banim, they do the job, the Malchut will be revealed. That's the work of Bnei Israel, to complete the job. And which are Netzach Hod Yesod? Are Regalim. That's why in the Torah we have Shaloshet Regalim, to complete the Netzach Hod Yesod. And therefore, at the end, Malchut. Everything in reality is complete. The only thing is not complete is the Regalim, is the end. Again, we see the end is what? Is the Sof. Toch is already done. Rosh is already done. The only thing is the Banim have to do the walk and bring it to completion. That's what is Banim in the Yud Kei Vav Kei? Vav, Vav Hei. That's why we say Leshim Yichud Kedisha Birichu Shechin Teya V'Dechilu Rechimu Rechimu Rechilu, which we learn. To do what? Leyached Shem Yud Kei BeVav Kei. The Vav K is not complete. The Yud K is already complete. The Chokhmah, Bina, Veda'at of the whole thing is complete. What is not complete? The Zayin Tachtonim, which we said it's a Kav, is the Vav He.
Okay,
therefore, come, let's go here to page again, Kaf Hei. Yeah, Kuf Hei. Or no, I like you to review something even better. Go to Tzadik 90. Oh, no, 88. 88, Peichet, and we go to Lamed, and we're gonna learn the Chalon, the concept of Chalon. Because here it's explained again a little bit, we understand that how really everything that you catch in your head, why you cannot transfer completely to your body. What's the problem? You will realize that what is things in the head really complete. When you see a picture, you see complete the whole picture. But when you want to bring it into execution, to apply it, you bring it to the goof, action, things are not as complete as it was in your mind. Now, Chalon, please, let's go slowly. It's very important now to reread this because the wording is of extreme importance. Hakoach mibichinat aviyut hamasach. Hakoach mibichinat aviyut of masach. Now, if I want to define aviyut of a masach, it's koach. How do you define the koach of this aviyut? What is aviyut? Literal translation, density. But what it means, density? What do we talk in Rohaniyut? Density means what? It's when we increase the desire, the ratzon. Whenever we increase a ratzon, that's called aviyut. What is aviyut of Bichinat Dalet? It's the highest ratzon, lekabel. Now it says, Hakoach mi Bichinat aviyut hamasach hanifchan be'eser sefirot derosh. So this aviyut is where? This masach is where? Is in the rosh. Go ahead. Hakoach mibichnat aviyud ha-masach ha-nifchan be'eser sefirot de-rosh madraga o be'eser sefirot de-igulim. Now, please, you tell me what it means. Because you have to pick up on these words. Hakoach mibichnat aviyud ha-masach. What is chalon? Chalon is a koach. It's an energy. From the aspect of the masach. This chalon is defining the masach. If I tell you what masach is, you say masach is a koach, and his name is chalon. And what does this masach does? Hanifcham be'eser sefirot de rosh, that is only in the eser sefirot shel rosh. That's why he's clarifying it for you.
So when you say chalon, we're imagining an opening in that.
Bravo.
So it's an opening in the masach.
Right.
No. There is an aviyut in your head.
Okay. I understand.
It says there is an aviyut in your head. The koach of that aviyut opens the masach. That's how you have a consciousness. It says, where is your consciousness? What is your intelligence? What's the window that you get information? In your head.
So there's an oxymoron here.
Don't give me a complicated word. It's very simple. How do I receive...
Okay, there's a paradox.
Thoughts. Something comes to my head. From where it comes to my head? I get ideas in my head, right? Don't I? Okay.
So, but the ratzon, if it's strong enough, it can work through the chalon.
Again.
I think the difference is the difference between power and work. So, power is the capability to do work.
Just follow again here, please.
Yeah, this is very important.
Follow the words. Please go to the book and follow the words. Hakoach mibichinat aviyut hamasach. Chalon is a name. Don't look at this picture first.
Huh?
Let's go one by one. Yeah.
And how
is the aviut of, forget about this halon that you know in the physical world.
But when we talked about halon, this is exactly how what we talked about.
Yes.
About some kind of a
opening.
Frame about opening. Yeah.
Okay, what makes this opening? The koach of this opening, is its aviut. How much is open? There is a koach to do open.
It's like what I said, it's power and work. It's how capable you are. Bechinat Da'alet is capable of opening to that level.
A chalon.
Okay.
What chalon? You can make a chalon this small, you can make a big chalon. The koach of this aviyu defines this chalon.
Okay.
So the koach of this opening called chalon.
Okay. But the
koach
depends on the ratzon. Must depend on
the ratzon. There is no word of ratzon here. I don't want to touch nothing here other than that. Because if we don't understand this, it's later on we will be at worse loss than right now.
This is a crucial point.
Now, it says, Be'eser sefirot de rosh, that's talking about rosh, madrega, it's a madrega of rosh, is that goof? Or be'eser sefirot de igulim. So therefore, Rosh is considered like igul. That's why everything in the Rosh is round. Okay? We are okay here?
Yeah.
Now, v'hine, koach aviyut zeh, hamitpa'el bahem, im ha'or chozer ha'ole aleihem, mimasach nikra b'shem chalom. This koach, this opening, is because of the masach, and this masach, the koaching of this chalon, is called what? Chalon. It's the aviyut. This is what we discussed. But this is because of the or chozer. Because of or chozer. That means, if your or chozer has the aviyut, koach, of whatever it has to return, causes that opening called chalon. Without or chozer, there is no opening of chalon. There got to be a or chozer, because how do we receive? When you open the chalon, do you receive the light? If shut the chalon, there is no. What is shutting the chalon? There is no desire, there is no ratzon. It's you're close. You don't want. Yes. You open it, this chalon opens as per your koach of aviyut. What the koach of aviyut does, causes or chozer. Koach aviyut of aleph, what is its or chozer? What level it is?
Kalush.
Of what level it is? What kind of sefirah has bichinat aleph?
Chochma.
Bina, what kind of aviyut has? Bet. Gimel is a rampin. Dalet is the av beyoter. There is no av beyoter das. Now, this bechinat dalet opens its koach, opens that concept that it opens is chalon.
But that means that everything else, bechinat alef, gimel, and dalet, are the Mm-hmm. On the level of crack,
just not chalon, but only dalet
is the chalon level. It's not like a linear
barrier. The dalet is capable to create or chozer that takes all the nine sefirot.
Yeah, but it's either
chochma bichinat aleph. How far it creates or chozer? Only one.
We cannot say it's
where the chalon appears only.
Where when it's bechinat dalet, it goes all the way.
No, we said vav vehei, which is bechinat gimel, and bechinat dalet, they are derech chalon venekev tzar, both of them. Until bina, you are in igulim. The zayin tachtonim starts from chesed down. That means from Zerampin and then Malchut. Zerampin and Malchut, they receive from Bina, Derech, Chalon, Venekev, Tzar.
There's a Chalon between the Zerampin and the Bina.
Yeah.
Is there a Chalon between Malchut and Zerampin? Must be a Chalon there too.
Between Zerampin, Malchut receives Derech, Chalon, and Nekev Tzar.
So there are two windows we have to be concerned with. The one between Binah and Zerampin, and the one between Zerampin to Malchut.
Bravo.
This is two Chalonot?
Two Chalonot.
Two Chalonot.
Now you talked about a Chalon that creates the HaKoach Mebchinat Aviyut HaMasach. So after the two Chalonot. Right? So is the third Chalon?
No. Here, first the light comes where?
We know about that.
Okay.
Keter, we know about Chochma, Archaka, Tititi, Chalon v'Nekev Tzar.
Two Zerampin.
Two Zerampin.
Right.
And then, same. Two.
Now, this Chalon v'Nekev Tzar to Zerampin, we said, is Karov. Is Karov. But Chalon v'Nekev Tzar, as well, Malchut receives Derech Chalon v'Nekev Tzar, but it is Rachok.
Okay, these are two Chalonot.
That's right. Now, one is Karov, one is Rachok.
Talks about HaKoach Mebchinat Aviyut HaMasach. Aviyut HaMasach is only Bechinat Dalet, right?
That's correct.
It's after the second Chalon.
Now, here we go. Hold on a second. Does Malchut of Bina has a Masach on it? Or not?
Yes.
That is a Chalon. That's why Zerampin receives through this Chalon with this Nekev Tzar. Correct? This Chalon with Nekev Tzar. Now, Zerampin has to give a light to Malchut. Which way does it give to Malchut? There a Chalon with Nekev Tzar. So, one is on Malchut of Bina. One Chalon, v'Nekev Tzar, is on Malchut of Bina, and one is on Malchut of Zerampin.
Okay. Now, this talks about Aviyut HaMasach. Where is Aviyut HaMasach?
Bravo. So we are going to now, that's why we're going to study this Chalon, what is this Chalon, and then we see which Aviyut does what.
So
what is Aviyut that is Chalon, v'Nekev Tzar, Karov? What is a viut that is Chalon, Nekev Tzar, v'Rachok?
זאת אומרת, האביות שבמלכות של זעיר אנפין
is קרוב.
No, בסדר. אבל I'm talking about... קרוב is too much for me now. קרוב and רחוק, it's way beyond my reach now.
Why? But because...
No, because I want to understand one, then I'll understand the second. But
okay.
I don't have the base yet.
Fair enough. Right now, let's look at the Chalon that comes from Bina. The light that comes from Bina to Zerampin. It says, there a Chalon v'Nekev Tzar.
So the Aviyut of Bchina Dalet of Bina.
Bravo! Ah! Ah!
Term about Chalon is confusing us.
That's why I want to read it to the end with you.
Even the Chalon is two types of Chalon.
Every one of them.
When you add the other crack to it, it's a back linear.
Don't take me to those places.
It's not a concept of Chalon.
I'm not, Adam, I don't want to focus on imagination. I'm right now focusing on this lesson.
This I didn't understand that
because the meaning is amazing. Of the letters, how the letters work, you know?
Okay, go back to the Sefer, please. V'hine koach aviyut ze hamitpael. The koach of this aviyut. Ze hamitpael. It's the koach that does the pe'ula. Behem אם האור חוזר עולה עליהם ממסך. This כוח represents itself by this אור חוזר. עליהם נקרא בשם חלון. פירוש. Now what's the meaning of all this? כי האור חוזר הנתחה מבחינה ד' מחכבת אביות, wherever there is a בחינה ד'. Is א' has a בחינה ד'? If bet has a bichina dalet, mel has a bichina dalet, and dalet has a bichina dalet. Okay? So he says, ki or chozer hanitchem mi bichina dalet mi chachmad aviyuta nase li bichinat kili kabbalah le'or elyon. Kili kabbalah le'or elyon. So what causes kili kabbalah? Ha'or chozer va'aviyut shehu bebichina dalet. Okay? אוקיי?
כן.
נא. ובמקום בחינה ד' שהייתה כלי קבלה באור אינסוף, והוא מטעם שהאור חוזר, הוא באמת כלול מאביות בחינה ד'. Now what is this אור חוזר? This אור חוזר came from the אביות of בחינה ד'. It has to go to בחינה ד', and this בחינה ד' creates the אור חוזר. And this בחינה ד' is included in this אביות, it says. But we will understand this more and more. ובחכמת שהיא המשיכה אותה אצלה מהאינסוף ברוך הוא. אמנם אין אביות זו ניכרת רק בכלים דגוף. He says, this aviyut that was produced in the head because of its bichina dalet, whatever it is in the head, it only comes into completion and realization in the goof. It doesn't come to realization in the head. It becomes into revelation into the goof. Liyotam mitpashtim mimata lemasach. So, in order to make it easier for you, look at the head. The light comes in the head. Where is going to stop? Yeah. At the Malchut of Peh. Why there is an at Malchut of Peh? Because Malchut of Peh has a masach of Bechina Dalet. It creates a Or Chozer that captures whatever the koach of Aviyut it has at the Peh, it captures a light. This is no realization. Only what the light that he captures in his head has to bring below the masach, that means guf, in order to bring it into realization. Okay? Now, רק בכלים דגוף ליתם מתפשטים ממטה למסך. היינו למטה מבחינה ד' של 10 ספירות דרוש. ועל כן אביות בבחינה ד' שבמסך שולטת בהם ולפי כך נחשב לכלים גמורים. Now, this מסך, which is in the peh, because it's בבחינה ד' שולט, it's governs, it rules what he sends down into the body in order to bring and make it כלים גמורים. להתלבשות האור העליון בהם, מה שעל כן כתוב בעשר ספירות ראש, שהם בהכרח למעלה מבחינת דלת. This is למעלה מבחינת דלת. When it goes down here, what is really taking what it is here down? When it goes down, is it going to stay בחינת דלת? When there is a yerida, is it b'china dalet anymore? He says, no. Follow. He says, שהם בהכרח למעלה מבחינה דלת שהם שלהן, אלא שאור חוזר עולה עליהן ממטה למעלה, ואין אביות בבחינה דלת שבמסך, יכולה להתכלל ולעלות עם האור חוזר למעלה ממקומו, לתת ספירות ראשונות ממנה. What it wants to say? It says what you send in to your goof it does not come back with the same avyut of Bechina Dalet. It loses its avyut, and what comes out is Bechinat Gimel. Now we're going to study this. This is the most important thing. This is how his Dachechut happens. When it is in the Rosh, is a koach of avyut of Bechina Dalet. When you send it lemata, down into your goof, in order to bring Kelim Gamurim, the Avyut is not anymore Bechinat Dalet, but there is a Yerida Bechinat of Gimel.
Is it happening in opposite?
No, there is no opposite here. It is, I tell you what, it's a...
Because it's a reflection. Because if it's going from Gimel to Dalet, and then from Dalet to Gimel, it's happening in reverse.
I'll tell you one thing in order to become a little bit clear. At first, you see something, and you realize you're hungry. Sassy, look at me. At first.
Can I just say one thing? I'm on my way to
Shoshana, please. Now, let's say you look at the coffee and you want a coffee. What brought that idea of you want a coffee? You got an idea? Is that the Bechina Dalet of you?
An idea.
It's in your head.
Some
I want to have a coffee.
Some kind of.
Right. That's the idea. You got an idea because you have a chisaron. When you received, you got only 9 sefirot. But did you have a kelim? Is only shorashei kelim? As soon as you take one gobble of zip of this coffee, do you have the same hit lahavut, same avyut as the coffee that you had originally? The coffee went that what? From your mouth? Went down. As soon as it's got down, you don't have any more the same avyut. That's what he's talking about.
Because the minute you drink that, your desire vanishes.
As soon as you capture an idea and you take it to your heart in order to create it, to do what you wanted in your head, the avyud is not the same avyud anymore. It's a yerida, it came down. The avyud changes. That's what he wants to say. It's when he says, derech halon nekev tzar, that means the or is not the or that is in Bina. What the or changes? Comes to Zayin Tachtonim, correct? From Bina comes to Zayin Tachtonim, which is Guf. So what happens? It says, up till Bina, there a chalon, that means because of the avyut that was in the Malchut of Bina, created a chalon, v'nekev tzar. That means the light that goes now to Zerampin is reduced tremendously. Reduced tremendously. Which light it is that sends me to my body? By the way, it goes only till Nekudat Chazeh. This light that comes down only goes till you, Nekudat Chazeh, till here. This light that first come here, the first light, if you remember, we said comes achi garua, which is nefesh. That's the aura of nefesh. It comes, it goes here. Because nefesh becomes zach, what is the next light which is zacher than nefesh? Ruach. What comes out is not anymore nefesh, is ruach. You follow? Because now it's not bichinat Dalet. Bechinat Dalet is what? Nefesh. Ora Nefesh. The or that returns is not anymore from the Nekudah Hazeh or Nefesh. Is or Ruach. It's a Zach Yoter. Now, again, slowly we are going through this. Hammer it till we understand it. Let's continue here. quickly, then we go when it is fresh in our head. We have only 15 minutes. ואין אביות דבחינה דלת שבמסך יכולה להתקלול לעלות אם האור חוזר. That means what goes down, the בחינה דלת comes, doesn't come back. It's not כולל to what it is coming back. למעלה ממקומה לתת ספירות ראשונה ממנה. To this תת ספירות ראשונה that was in the head. לפי כך, אין האור חוזר הזה נעשה שם לבחינת כלים גמורים. אלא לבחינת כלים בלבד, ועל כן נקראת התלבשות תת ספירות באור חוזר זה, רק בשם התקשרות. That is just connects you. That's a קשר. Creates a קשר. Now, ואם כל זה כלפי תת ספירות דרוש, נבחן גם האור חוזר הזה לבחינת כוח של אביות. So, where is really the original כוח של אביות? Is in the rosh, in the peh. It's all started from your head. It's all started what אביות you had in your head. What מסך you had in your mouth. Why God gave you 32 teeth? It's the 32 נתיבות של חוכמה. It's, that is your מסך. That you zip it up, you close it, you until you are ready to swallow it. You don't open until you are ready to swallow it in order to produce. Then is ruach. Is ruach complete? No. He says even when it comes back is not complete. It's only a level of ruach. Still you have to bring level of neshama, level of chaya, level of yechida in order to complete the whole thing. And we haven't done it. We are in the process of studying it. But right now we are only realizing that here, when it comes to Bina, from Bina to Zerampin, is there a chalon v'nekev tzar. And this chalon is made through the aviut of Bichina Dalet. That happens in the Rosh. Now, please. I know there is a zillion questions. Go to Kuf Hei. Go to Kuf Hei, please. And go to Ari, I am reading on the page. Ki ata en sof rachok mimena vayachola lekablo. That's when it is Bina. והזרמפין אינו מקבל האור כי אם דרך חלון ונקב צר. So therefore this חלון ונקב צר is where? Is at the end of the בינה. Because that is how זרמפין receives, דרך חלון ונקב צר. אשר בתוך החלון ההוא עובר עצמות האור בלתי מסך כלל. However, inside this aviut, there is a spark that goes, and this is the עצמות, אלא שאין דרך רחב, רק צר מאוד, אבל הוא קרוב. That is זרמפין. כי מן הבינה אל הזרמפין אינו רחוק, אבל נוקבד זרמפין, מלכות נמשך לאור דרך נקב וחלון, כמו הזרמפין, שהוא בהרחקה. מלכות receives דרך חלון, as well, דרך נקב צער, but מלכות receives it, what he receives is רחוק. Now, let's go to...
But I'd like to stop you for a second.
Yes. Yeah, so, only Bichna Dalet can capture 9 Sefirot.
Right, so how come Malchut is Rachok and Zerampin is Rachok?
Bravo, because where is this Chalon we said?
Where is it?
Yeah.
We said it's the Koach of Masach, Koach of Aviyut. It depends on how much Aviyut you have.
Where is this Masach?
This Masach? What frame are you?
Tell me, where is this masach of Bechina Dalet that gives light to Zerampin?
Malchut
of Rosh. And it gives to Malchut too. Same Chalon, same Nekevtar. However, the difference between giving to Zerampin is Zerampin does not cause Itrachakut, is Karo'ov, but to Malchut is Rachok. And this we have to understand.
But I don't understand why.
Bravo, this is what I want
because
to go Dalek through.
Because Dalek has a higher Aviyut. Level of Zerampin has a less Aviyut. So if the Aviyut depends, my Aviyut and my Nasach and the Koach depends on the Chalon, how come the Malchut is Rachok?
Okay, bravo. Now tell me, what is the definition of Rachok?
Rachok? And
Rachok
is
Rachok.
Rachok is
Rachok. Hafuch. Hafuch.
Yeah.
And Karov? Shivutra.
Right.
There is no change.
Right.
Change of Ruchaniut. Now, when he says Zerampin is cut off to Bina, which means what? That means what it is, whatever the light that is in Bina is similar to the light that is in Zerampin.
Right, but we're not talking about how similar or dissimilarity we are.
It is.
Talking
it's talking about from
Bina
to Zerampin as cut off. I have to understand this.
Okay.
We have to understand it very, very. The light that comes from Bina to Zerampin is Karov.
That's why Neshama and Ruach are Karov.
It's Karov.
It's Karov, but the Aviyut. But it has a
Nekevtza. It says Nekevtza. It's a nekavta. Okay? You follow? I mean, these two play the game, but they played a good game. Because Ruach is the same letters of Cho. And it says nekavta. That means not the whole light doesn't come down. From Bina doesn't come. There is a tremendous difference between Neshama and Ruach. Neshama doesn't come derech tzad. Neshama is a straight connected to Chokhmah and Bina.
I understand that part. What I don't understand that if my pulling the Chalon and the Ketzar, it's totally up to me. It depends of my Aviyut and the Koach of myself.
The Aviyut of your Bina. Your Bina. We said Bina. Up to Bina. Bina is that entity that connects the Gimel Rishonim into Zayin Tachtonim. That's why Bina is Shmini.
Right.
Bina connects the Gimel Rishonim to Zayin Tachtonim.
Right.
Ask me the question till we understand this.
At the Bechinat Dalet, which I have the highest of Yud and the highest level of Or Chozer, and yet I have more distance between me and the this.
Who is
Chalon.
Your me?
Huh?
Who is this me?
Let's say Malchut.
Where is it? Which Malchut of who?
We're saying Zerampin is the level of Gimel and Malchut is the level of Dalet.
Yes.
So Dalet has the highest level of Aviyut.
Yes.
So it has the Koach of Masach of Bechinat Dalet.
No. Again, you see, and what's the difference between Hei Acharona and Hei Sheni? Hei Rishon and Hei Acharon. What's the difference between them? What's the difference between them? What it means, Rachok? That means Hei Acharon, it's Rachok with Hei Rishon. Which means it's Afuch of what Hei Rishon is. Simply Afuch. Legabe who? Toward who? Toward Chokhmah. Bina is Karov is rachok mi chokma. Bina rachok mi chokma. Hey acharona rachok mi bina. So she is karov to chokma. Because the hey acharona karov le chokma, it makes it rachok mi bina. But follow, let's read it here, now this section. You ask some question, you got some answer, now let's digest it. Let's go to Vav. Kigam, right on top of the page. Pirush. Kigam bechinat dercha leitavod begamar itpashtuta vahu mitam hitrachika mimena et haor hachokma vanoda sheor hachokma hu ikar chayut vasmut shel hanatzel. Bina. He says, what really we want to say, because Vav, he says, Vazerampin, Eina mekabel or, ki im derech halon venekev tzar. Pirush, ki gam bina dercha litava. When you go to bina, bina dercha, through going through the process of bina, she increases the aviut, she increases her desire, because she expresses desire what? That I don't want to be close to Chokhmah. I want to be afuch to Chokhmah. I don't want the Ratzon Lekabel. Because at the end of the Chokhmah, what was revealed? We said the Ratzon Lekabel hit Gaber. It came out. And the Bina hit Orer and said, no, I don't want to be a Ratzon Lekabel. I don't want to receive. She hit Racheka mi Ratzon Lekabel of Chokhmah. Even though that was Kalush. And because of that, we said she got a new light called Chasadim. Now, she receives the Chasadim. She has a Chasadim. She has the light of Chasadim. Okay? And it says here, Kebina dercha leitavod begamar itpashtuta, vahu mitam sheirchika mimena et haor hachokhma. She put distance between herself and the light of Chokhmah, v'noda she'or ha'chokhmah hu ikar ha'chayut. But however, you know that without Chokhmah you cannot exist. So what happens? V'lefikach, begamar hitpashtuta, begamar hitpashtuta, hitgaber ba haratzon lekabel herat Chokhmah letoch or chasadim. She was or chasadim, but because Aviut increases, that means the Ratzon Lekabel increases as well in Bina. At the end, she has Or Chasadim, but there is a spark of Or Chokhmah in this Chasadim. At the end of the process of the Bina. So at the end of the process of Bina, there is Ikar Or Chasadim and in this Or Chasadim, there is a spark of Or Chokhmah. This Or Chasadim is considered Chalon. That Chokhmah inside of it is considered Nekev Tzar. Because it's only a spark. It's like a light coming through Nekev Tzar is nothing really. And in this regard, there is no Masach. That's Chokhmah, that's the Chayut. But the Ikar or is a Chalon, is Chasadim. And this Chasadim was created what? How? This Chalon was created because of the Koach of Aviut of Bechina Dalet, of Or Chozer of Bechina Dalet. That Or Chozer created the Chalon. However, because of the Or Chozer and receiving a light called Chasadim, needs Chayut, there is Derech Nekev Tzar, a spark inside this Or Chasadim. That is where, at the end of the process of Bina, where the Ratzon Lekabel in Bina Midgaber automatically. Tell me, she hitracheka herself from Or Chokhmah. Is in Or Chokhmah in Bina? Of course, because otherwise how Chokhmah will exist. But she she desired what? Not Chokhmah. She has it, but she didn't desire it. She was gibor. She overcame the Chokhmah within her, Hit-Orerura, and because of that she received Chasadim. But in the Chasadim that she has, at the end of process of Bina, there is a spark of Or Chokhmah inside her, and this is the Chasadim is considered Chalon, and the spark in there considered Nekev Tzar, and this is what is passed on to Zerampin. Because she passes this to Zerampin, and Zerampin receives Chasadim with the spark of Chokhmah, is Zerampin Karov to Bina or Rachok?
Karov.
Okay? Now, let's read here. או מתוך שכל ההפרש בין הרוחניים הוא רק מפיית שינוי צורה, says there must be a שינוי צורה if there is any change, על כן יצא הערת חדשה זו, דהיינו אור דחסדים, שבתוכו הערת חוכמה. וקנה שם בפני עצמו, היינו השם זעירמפי. And that's why it's called זעירמפי. We said the light that comes down is the light. The only thing changes what? The avyut. The avyut changes the situation. Puts a klipa over it. Puts a covering into it. It went through Chokhmah kalush mod. It went to Bina, avyut increased to bet a little bit. And now it became chalon v'nekev tzar. That means or chasadim, but a chokhmah in it. And it goes to Zerampin. Now Zerampin has to go through a certain process as well. Venikra kan ki or ha chokhmah mechone or apanim. Wherever there is a chokhmah, this is or apanim. Besoda katuf chokhmat adam ta'ir banav. Vomitoch sheyesh lo rak he'arat chokhmah. But because it has only he'ara, a spark, aval ikaro hu rak or chasadim. Where this Or Chasadim was created? One more time.
Bina.
Bravo. That Avyut create Bichina Dalet of Bet. Bichina Dalet of Bet created and captured all the whole nine light above it. And that is called Or Chasadim. And Ikar of all the Or is Chasadim. Now, שבינה על כן נקרא זעירמפין שפירושו הוא קטנה בפנים, כלומר רק שיעור מועט מאור חוכמה, והבן זה. ונקרא גם כן בחינת ג' אביות שבו מכונה חלון ונקב צר. נקרא בחינת ג' only אביות שבו חלון. Now, what אביות זעירמפין has? חלון ונקב צר. That means it's totally chasadim, but a spark of chokhmah in it. Here we are reading. Nikra shebichinat gimel, nikra gamken bichinat gimel, avyut shebo mechuna ben chalon venekev tzar. Now, shemasach haba be'elyon michachmat itkalkulut hatachton bo nikra b'shem chalon, mishum she'ein bo dinim rak siba la'arat kemo chalon. This is why you call him chalon. Because it's Or Chasadim. It's totally Or Chasadim. So when I tell you, how can I produce Or Chasadim? No, Chalon is Chasadim. Now, how do I produce Chasadim? Come on. How Or Chasadim was created? By Bichina Dalet of Bina, nachon?
Because she wanted Lashkia, she didn't want just for herself.
What did she do?
From
what?
From Chokhmah.
That's Bitul Chokhmah. That caused her to receive what? Or Chasadim. What that means? That when you cancel your Chokhmah and you do Leshem Shamayim, that's Or Chozer. What's the Lashem Shamayim? Lasod Ratzon Bori? Lasod Nachad Ruach Lo Yotri? Where do you say that? Where do you say Leshem Yechud? In your head. By which mouth? By your Bechina Dalet of Bina. That's Keter, your Matzah. Chochmah is your eyes. Bina is your Ozen. And the Peh creates the Or Chozeh. How do you create this Or Chozeh? How do you receive this Or Chasadin? What do you say in your mouth? You say, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Chochmah Bina Da'at. Gimel Rishoni. And then by you saying, Vahavta Adonai Elohecha V'chol Lavcha V'chol Nefshecha Til Adonai Elohechem Emet. How many words they are? From Vahavta et Adonai Elohecha until you reach Adonai Elohechem Emet. What? Vahavta et Adonai Elohecha v'chol lovcha v'chol nefshecha v'chol ma'udecha v'avidavarim ha'era ashan urchim etzavecha ayom al levavecha v'shinamtam lebeinecha v'diwartabam b'shuftecha b'itecha b'lechtecha b'derech shohucha v'kumcha k'shartam l'udeh al yedecha v'alui tafot b'inecha. Ad ve'yomer Adonai el Moshe le'emor. Ad at the end I get to Adonai Elohechem Emet.
All
the whole four paragraph. What it gives me? Four paragraph. It's four paragraph. Four. Ve'samtem is a paragraph legamre shone. Four phases. 248 words. That's 248. Part of your body that comes from where? After you say the Or Chozeh Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, then you say Vahavta et Adonai Elohecha v'chol lavcha, you give it to all your body. But again, that's too soon. Let's go back here.
That's Tamar.
Huh?
Tamar.
Oh, I don't know.
No, Tamar, does it exist on Tamar?
Now, please go to Tet. I have 5 more minutes. Go to Tet. I want to finish. Pirush, what is this Tet? That's the answer to your last week question. Nukva, Dezerampin. Now, what Malchut? What about Malchut? How Malchut becomes? He says, Pirush, Acharei shenitpashtu gimel bichinot avyud bemiluam. That means you came bichinat aleph, bichinat bet, bichinat gimel. After the whole process is finished, that means Zerampin finished as well. Ad gamar itpashtuto shel Zerampin. Follow. Ad gamar itpashtuto shel Zerampin. That means the illumination, the process went all the way to end of Zerampin. Ad nitorer ratzon lekabel b'shi'uro ha-shalem ha-ruhi lekabel. Now there is the awakening of this kli gamur, this b'china dalet called malchut emeti. Where am I?
Oh.
Vehu nikra bechina dalet o malchut o nukva de zerampin. That means end of this process. Vebo haya hatzimtzum keniskar. We know that is on bechina dalet there is a tzimtzum. Veofen shemetzumtzam veilech ein habechina dalet azur lemekabel od et haora en sof baruchu vealken bechina avyut sheba nikra harchaka. By force. There is a masach on Bechina Dalet. Which masach? Tzimtzum Aleph. Not to ever receive. Now if she doesn't receive this or Ensof, she is karov to Ensof or rachok mi Ensof? She doesn't receive. She's rachok. Whatever she is, she's not at all similar. If she would receive the Or Ein Sof into her, she would be the same as Ein Sof. Because she doesn't receive, because there is a Tzimtzum Aleph and doesn't allow the Or to continue to go to Malchut, she is Rachok.
It doesn't make sense then.
Why?
Because if you receive, that means there is a desire.
If you receive, oh yeah.
And in Ensof there is no desire to receive.
But no, if you receive, you become what? If I receive or Ensof comes to Vesel, is it finished?
Yeah.
It becomes part of Ensof.
Yeah, but before that, you have to have a desire to receive it to begin with.
Now, here we go. How did you make it? The desire came. How does Malchut receives light? Derech, Chalon. Chalon is what? Or Chasadim. And how much Nekev Tzar? A spark. Now, Malchut, what she realizes?
The lack of
Chokhmah. She's not Chasadim. She didn't Chofes Chesed. Follow what the word that I said, Chofes Chesed. Here, let's go here. Vegam ba bed madrigot. In this Malchut, there is two madriga, there is two levels. Chalon v'nekev tzar. Kemo bezerampin. As it is the same way with the zerampin. Shahashpa'at hagedula nikra chalon. Hashpa'a shel gadlut. What is gadlut? What is gadlut? When do we have gadlut? When do we have katnut?
Bravo.
Tell me. Gadlut is when I am connected to Gimel Rishonim. And Gimel Rishonim to connect is only derech what? Or Chozer. You remember? Only derech Or Chozer. Or Chozer creates what? A chalon. Or Chasadim. That means only Or Chasadim I have to have. Now, follow. Come back here. Shahashpaha hagadlut nikra chalon vahashpaha katnut. It's called nekev tzar. So when you receive a he'ara, you are at katnut. When you open the chalon, then you reach gadlut. At first, what do you receive?
Just a spark.
So you receive what? Nekev tzar first. Now you have to open a chalon. So that's why he says, Nekev tzar, ve'yesh hefresh gadol bein harchaka shebebichinat bet laharchaka shebebichinat dalet. This was our problem. Please look at here. This is all where we had the problem. There is, we said, Malchut receives derech harchaka, Bina receives derech harchaka. She says, Bein Bina, Ubein Malchut, there is a fresh. Malchut receives derech harchaka, Bina receives derech harchaka. But these two harchaka are different. Different. Malchut is harchaka from what? Malchut, slicha, Bina is the harchaka from Or Chochma. Malchut is harchaka from where?
Also Or Chochma.
Read here. This section I want you to read many times. Hefresh gadol ben harchaka shebichinat bet la harchaka shebichinat dalet. Ke harchaka de bichinat bet. He harchaka miratzon besod ha ki chafetz chesed he. Remember last week we discussed where this comes? It comes because she is chafetz chesed. But shechushka lechasadim velo lechochma aval harchaka debichina dalet he harchaka mi ones. What is mi ones? Why harchaka mi ones?
What is mi ones?
It's to force, to rape. Why? Because she was pushed to have a masach on her. She was pushed to have a masach on her. Why a woman has to have a virginity? Why on the earth?
So why does it have the word ness in it?
Let's discuss it later. I'm not focused on that yet.
Okay.
See, it says this is Be'ones. That means she was forced to have this masach on. She's forced. This is part of her. So this is Me'ones. It's not because of she chafetz chesed. Did she express that I want Or Chasadim? No. Did Bina express that I want have Or Chasadim?
No.
No. Does he have, she has any choice? No, she doesn't have any choice. It is forced upon her.
But she, if it's forced upon her, she herself is made of Chokhmah.
Of course.
She's made of Chokhmah.
Of course. Hakol b'chokhmah zita.
So the whole process is about Lashbi.
First, there got to be a Ratzon Lekabel in order to learn how to Lashpia. Yeah. So here it comes, he says, Zehi Al-Chaka Mi'ones Hainu Mi'chachmat Masach Shenitatken Bebechina Dalet. Ha-Masach Shenitatken Bebechina Dalet. Now, why this Masach is there? Not to receive the light. Which light to receive? What masach is there to not to receive which light? Chokhmah. Did she make the decision not to receive Chokhmah?
Yeah.
No. There is a masach on her.
No, Bina made that decision.
Bina only made decision. Yeah. Now what Teshuvah means? Teshuvah, that means become like Bina. No. Ask me some question if there is question, because you have to. We have. I promise you at least now.
What did you say?
can we look at it like from you have intensity of light, and from the net olaf that's 100%, but desire receive is zero. You go through four phases. You can think of it as 25% to get to 100%, and from 100% going to zero, again 25%. And these Chalon and Nekevsar are sort of adding the 25% and removing the 25% so that you have linear lines going one way, going from 100% to 0%, and from 0% to 100%.
Okay, follow me. Is there how many originally? What was the first light that came into Chala? Mention the name. We said Chokhmah. Chokhmah. Not Ornsof, or Chokhmah. Now, this or Chokhmah is capability is what? Wants to Ratzon Lashpia. But we said, you forgot. Read it again. It's a Ratzon Lashpia. But we said in this Ratzon Lashpia, there must be a taker, Ratzon Lekabel, in order to Lashpia. If there is no receiver, how am I going to give? So within this Or Chokhmah, that we said at the end of each process, the Ratzon Lekabel in that light, Midgaber. At the end, Midgaber. At the end, it mitgaber, it becomes Ratzon Lekabel. So that means, Bechinat Aleph, which is Chokhmah, the Ratzon Lekabel in it at the end is Kalush. The Ratzon Lekabel at the end of Bina is more Av. Ratzon Lekabel in Zerampin at the end is the highest, Bechinat Aleph. And that's why it's complete. But however, she has the highest level of to receive, but mi'ones, there is a masach of Tzimtzum Aleph. Is there Tzimtzum Aleph on Zerampin, on Bechinat Gimel?
No.
No. On Bechinat Bet? No. On Bechinat? No. From Chokhmah to Bina comes Derech Harchaka because it gabrut of Bina. From Bina to Zerampin comes Derech Chalon Nekevsar, totally different now. To Malchut, after going through process of Zerampin, the Aviyut becomes Bechina Dalet. Aviyut, then it becomes Bechina Dalet. Right, but now she has a total Ratzon Lekabel, but Mi'ones. Because of this masach, she cannot receive it. So what, because she cannot receive, what she is going to earn?
She has the highest level of
Aviyut. Exactly.
Because I asked you that sooner.
Of course. If it is not the highest level of Aviyut, then what ishtokeku do you have? What desire of itkashrut do you have? But however, you cannot receive because this tzimtzum aleph, this masach of tzimtzum aleph was put on her. Now, what's the difference between the masach on Bichina Dalet and a masach which called chalon?
On Bichina Dalet versus?
What is the Bichina Dalet, the masach which is on Bichina Dalet, and the masach that we called chalon? Bravo! The anedalet is absolute no-no. But anechalon is yes. You can get a or chasadim. You want or chasadim? You can have or chasadim, but only nekev tzar.
Through this picture, it seems like it's telling you you're supposed to fix what needs to get fixed through Chesed.
Bravo.
Because Bina already put a tiny bit of Chochma in that you require to get to that.
To keep you alive.
Right.
Keep you alive. To be able to do Hit Gabrut similar to Bina. Bina is teaching you that how to become like she became Gibor, not because she had the Tzimtzum on her. It was not because of Ones. Helhit Rachakut was because of her awakening, her doing, Bina. Now Malchut is different. Malchut is her Hit Rachakut is not because she became awakened and decided on her own. She has a Tzimtzum on her. Now, We see that this Tzimtzum Aleph is in reality is free will. Either you can nullify it or you can allow it to be there. But if you nullify the Tzimtzum Aleph, there is a din. There is a judgment. That's why there is punishment. The punishment is where? The punishment is where you refuse not to accept the law of Tzimtzum Aleph. Tzimtzum Aleph is all the dinim. Tzimtzum Aleph is all the rules that whenever you do not implement what Malchut HaFensof decided to put, to make a Tzimtzum Aleph, you don't abide by it.
So that spark of Chochmah that's embedded in there, that means if you Ratzon LaHashpia, automatically you're going to get satiated.
What do you have to do in order to have Ratzon LaHashpia? To act like Bina, Chofetz Chesed. You say, look, I don't want the Chochmah. I don't want the Ratzon Lekabel. I want a Ratzon Lashpia.
But you automatically get it anyways.
It is there. But either that what is there causes you Ketz, burnout, or causes you continuity. And if you behave like Bina, then you will have all your work that you do, everything that comes out of your body is Or Chozer. That's called Aliyad Man. Maim Nukvim. Nitzutzim that we will put out. And that comes out of our body. Out of what all the mitzvot that we do. All the returning that the body does. In similarity to the Bina, the head. Because understand that you look, I am doing it L'Shem Shamayim and L'Shem Abore. She'elachem Shabbat, Shalom, Naseh,